Welcome to the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily, and this is the Northern Odysseans podcast.
In this week's episode, we'll be starting our Leonard Meltzner saga review, starting with Last in a Long Line and Food for Thought.
But first, we'll start with our trivia segment called Who is Eugenius?
All right, another installment of Who is Eugenius? Now, because we both really enjoyed doing the soundtrack one, I decided to bring it back for this week's episode. Except instead of doing season one, we'll be focusing on season two soundtracks. Okay, so for those of you listening at home, our rules are if she gets it within the first 30 seconds, then it'll be worth 5 points. If she gets it within a minute, it'll be 4, and so on and so forth. So every 30 seconds, you basically lose a point. Last week for season one, you got 19 points. So let's see if you can beat it. Mm-hmm. All right, are you ready? So like I said, this is season two, and we are going to start with this one. Once it loads.
Oh, this is BTV to tell the truth.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it. So that is 5 points for you. I know, these might be easier, but I'm just trying to, I don't know. All right, we're going to do this one next. Once it loads.
Oh. Is this a daughter's love?
Nope. Oh yeah, and I guess we should also mention you have 3 guesses.
Right.
Use them wisely.
Follow Me?
Nope. Okay, so that's the first 30 seconds. Would you like to listen to more, or do you think you know it?
You know, I need more.
All right.
To the ends of the earth.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
It's actually The Cure Part 2.
Okay, I was gonna say The Cure, but I thought that was too easy.
Yeah, sorry. I kind of was like, I don't want to do the first part. Let's do Part 2. Okay, so next one. We'll do this one. Hold on. I have got to find it. There we go. Okay, this is number 3.
Oh, is this Walter's flying bus?
Ding, ding, ding. You got it.
It's got a very distinct music style.
I was thinking you would get this one because of its unique style. That's why I kind of figured The Cure might be a little bit harder.
And it was because I didn't get it.
Okay, and then here's number 4. Once it loads.
Oh, is this a daughter's love?
Yep, okay. It's a daughter's love.
Because I think that music is from this final scene between her and her dad.
Oh.
It definitely
sounds
like...
See, I did
like,
not even...
I listened to that one recently.
All right, are you ready to get your 5th and final soundtrack? See if you got it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Pinocchio.
Okay, which part though? I know I'm kind of being mean on this one.
Part 1?
Yeah, you got it right. It's Part 1.
It's very faithful to the original story.
Yeah,
not
that's
true. I haven't read it, but I've heard about it.
It's
more faithful to the original story than the movie is.
So last week for season 1, you got 19 points. For this week, season 2, you got 20 points. So you did better than last time. Good job, good job. So you are Eugenius. And again, if you have any other questions that you want me to try and stump her with, or any creative ideas of ways to test Emily's knowledge of Odyssey, please email us at northernodysseans, O-D-Y-S-S-I-A-N-S at gmail.com. And we will happily use those in our next episode. All right, let's move on to some reviews. Okay, so we are doing the Leonard Meltzner saga. And just because I think we both really enjoy this saga, we thought it was really creative.
It's very compelling.
Yes, and the way that they take it is just like, oh my goodness, it's very Odyssey fashion. So we'll be starting our reviews with Last in a Long Line, which is...
written and directed by Phil Lawler.
Yep, and it's from which album again?
10.
10, nice. Yeah. I'm not shocked that you know that.
It's a good album.
Yeah. No, that's a really good album. Okay, so go for it.
So
you're the one who knows these things. I just sit back and give my comments when I do.
So this episode starts with Eugene and Bernard both being at, I think it's Odyssey Presbyterian Church.
Yes.
And the receptionist is played by Chris Anthony.
Yeah.
We love it.
Wow, yes. We love him when she makes her appearances.
Yeah. And so...
And Bernard's there to wash windows, as he does. And Eugene's there as like a...
It's a date... He's making a database for the pastor's sermons because it's not... It's 1990, I believe. And probably. We don't have internet.
Yes.
So, yes. No, it's 90... No, I'm looking at the wrong episode. Sorry. Never mind. So, they both leave at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
After Eugene does his Eugene thing and confuses the heck out of the secretary.
Yes. With his Eugene speech.
And Eugene says, her personality reminds me of Persephone in the Greek. And Bernard says, well, then you two have a lot in common. She reminds you of the Greek, and what you say is Greek to everyone else.
A classic Bernard Walton line. I love it.
And so Eugene, then... Oh, and then Eugene says, an excellent example of relational humor.
Oh my goodness.
So then they're walking through the cemetery.
Because they're making their way to Wits End, and that's the shortest distance between two points.
And Bernard's like, it's also the spookiest distance between two points. And Eugene's like, we could always go the longer way. I can tell you that the database I just set up.
Bernard's like, nope, not happening. Nope, we will take the shorter way. So they're walking through the cemetery. And then Bernard sharing stories of when he was a kid and
his how his brother used to tell him stories of seeing his name carved on a tombstone.
And then Eugene looks over and he sees his last name carved on a tombstone.
Yes.
Which... And you're like, wait, what? Well, no, they don't say it right away.
No.
That's it's his last name.
He says, my name is on one of the tombstones. And then Eugene says, Meltzner. It's Meltzner. And Bernard's like, oh. And then Eugene pulls the flowers back because they're blocking the first name. And Bernard's like, don't do that. Don't pull those flowers back.
And what name is on the tombstone?
Leonard Meltzner. And Bernard's relieved. And Eugene's like, I know that's not my name, but that's my father's name.
Dun, dun, dun.
So they go to Wits End.
Yep, and
Eugene just walks past Wit in a complete daze.
Yep,
which
Leonard, Leonard Meltzner, Leonard, and they're like, "What is wrong with him?" And so Bernard explains, and isn't Lucy?
No, he doesn't actually explain it right.
Oh yeah, because he's still traumatized.
So Lucy's there.
And she's doing an article on...
She's trying to figure out what to do it on.
Oh, right. She doesn't quite know what she has her article on.
And Bernard drinks her lemonade.
Yep.
And I feel so bad for her.
Yeah.
Because, like, that was hers. It'd be like if I was sitting in a coffee shop and somebody came by and drink my coffee or something. I'd be mad.
I'd be like, nope. Do not touch my coffee.
And then we skip ahead to, Wait, going upstairs to talk to Eugene. Because Bernard's like, if you want his story, you're going to have to get it from him yourself.
Well, yeah, I think Bernard's just like, I don't want to deal with that.
So Eugene explains it to Whit. And Whit agrees to help Eugene find out what's going on.
Yeah, and what the tombstone means.
Yeah.
All that.
And so...
Because Eugene was always told that his parents died on an archaeological dig.
In the rainforest of Zaire in Africa.
And now we've listened to these episodes way too much.
We've listened to the later episodes that repeat that line over and over again in the previously odd.
That's good. Yes.
And then he's like, after that, the state and the school system became my parents, which, ouch.
Yeah.
So, they decide to go to the library, I believe.
Yeah, I think the archives.
To look at his genealogy. And this is really funny, because it's like, you know, did you know you came from such a long line of intellectuals? And Eugene goes, mother and father often talked about it. I also remember them whispering in hushed tones about a much less intellectual vein in her family line. My maternal grandmother's people, the Mushniks.
And which we'll talk about later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Continue. I love how Eugene calls his parents mother and father. That's usually what I say when I want to annoy my parents.
Well, I think
mother!
I think it's also because Eugene, like, he hasn't seen them in years.
Yeah.
So there's a certain amount of distance between them.
Yeah. That's true.
That he thinks is permanent, but we'll get to that.
Well, that's down the line a long way. Continue.
I don't know where that scene ends, really.
But yeah, they're, like, searching for his...
They're looking for stuff, and then they decide to go by the church, I think?
Yeah, to look at the cemetery records to see who pays for it.
Well, because they asked her to look up the records based on the lot number.
Right.
So,
they want to know who owns
it. They want to know whatever they can about it, basically.
Well, yeah, because, like, if he died in Africa, then who created the tombstone here in Odyssey?
Basically, Eugene, they go to the church and talk to her. Mrs. Grayson, I believe, is her name.
Continue.
And she says that it's paid for on a monthly... The upkeep for the plot is paid for on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
She doesn't know much about who's buried there.
Yeah.
She sees... She got a check 3 days ago, which is super convenient.
Yeah.
It's made out to the GHM Fund, which stands for Garvey Hiram Meltzner. And Eugene figures that out.
Yeah.
That it's his grandfather. And then we go to commercial break.
Yes.
And then we come back.
Back when there was commercials in Odyssey episodes.
And Eugene's just like, my grandfather's alive. Like, what?
Where is he and where can I find him?
Whit agrees to find his address because the only address on the check is the bank.
Yep. So of course, Whit has connections and is able to use them because it's Whit.
So then we go back to,
Lucy.
Yeah, Bernard and Lucy.
Where Bernard's helping Lucy come up with an idea.
Bernard's helping Whit out. I think because they're relative hunting.
So Bernard's behind the counter.
Yeah.
Which we all know he loves to do.
And so Bernard is trying to help her come up with some... Actually, I think he had In the last scene, he gave her the endangered species idea.
Right.
And now she has too much subject.
Yep.
But Eugene's not there to help her sort them through.
So she's kind of just left to her own defenses.
And when she finds out that Eugene's relative hunting, she asks Bernard if this has something to do with what happened the other day. And he finally decides to tell her.
Yeah.
So that's where that scene ends. And then we get to Eugene and Whit in front of Eugene's grandfather's house.
Because through Whit's connections, he found...
I mean, it could have just been a phone book, too.
That's true, because that was a thing back then. I know there's still a thing now, but you...
Although, I don't think I don't think addresses are in phone books.
I have no idea.
Now that I say that...
I don't know. Can't tell you.
But, so, they find it, and they knock on the door. Somebody answers the door, and...
Doesn't Eugene be like, Grandfather!
No, not right now. Because the woman who answers the door is like, because Eugene's like, can I see my grandfather? And she's like, And then somebody goes, we hear someone and go, let him in. And she lets him in. And then he goes, Grandfather. But that's not his grandfather. It was his,
Grandfather's friend.
And I think roommate, too.
Probably.
Ralph Reams.
Yep.
And then he finds out that his grandfather passed away a week ago.
So he missed him by a week.
Last week, which is so sad.
So sad. So he's last in a long line.
For now. And there's this vague memory that Eugene's talked about a couple times in this episode about a Christmas tree and a smiling face and a silver dollar and a piggy bank.
Yeah.
And then Ralph realizes that he knows where the piggy bank is.
And how his grandfather put in a silver dollar every single Christmas since that time. And I was like, that's so cute! Anyway.
And basically, they didn't see each other again because Hiram and Leonard had an argument.
I think so.
About them dying in Africa, which wasn't going to happen for another 5 years by Eugene's timeline. But anyway.
Yeah, I was always wondering what that argument was about. And why they
didn't see each other in the 5 years between that Christmas and when they left for Africa.
Yeah.
Like, what the...
But, well, I mean, when people have arguments and they feel like they're right, then that's what happens.
I guess so. But anyway.
So
then Eugene asks if he has any pictures. And the guy says, follow me.
Aww.
And so then we finish with Lucy having written an article about this.
Except instead of an endangered species. Well, no, it is an endangered species. It's just... like family
heritage
based on Eugene
and
his experience. And
then Eugene's like, this is, I think it was wonderful. And Bernard's like, no $10 words or fancy explanations.
He's like, I'm all for it.
And Eugene goes, I believe wonderful sets it up nicely. And then Bernard says, pinch me hard, Whit, I must be dreaming.
And then
Eugene says, I wish I had more family to look up. And then Whit goes, you should look up your mother's side of the family. And Eugene goes, you mean the Cronholms and the Bushnicks? And Bernard goes, Bushnick? Huh. I had a second...
No, third cousin.
And his main name was Bushnick. Martha was her name. And Eugene goes,
Martha?
My great-aunt was named Martha Bushnick. And actually...
Cousin Bernard?
And then Wick goes, call him Cousin Bernie.
So that's the moment that you find out that Eugene and Bernard are related. And it is a good day in the town of Odyssey.
Yeah.
I remember we would quote that so much. Cousin Bernard?
Oh, I don't remember quoting it that much. Maybe you just did.
Or maybe I just, like, we found that whole idea so entertaining.
Yeah.
That they're cousins. And then you see them in the episode where they become roommates and you're like, this is amazing.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Such a good one.
I
think overall that's a very entertaining episode.
Yeah.
I liked the humor in it.
It sets up more than it thought it was going to.
Yeah. It actually makes me wonder, did they know?
No.
Well, they must not have known because
this came out in, like, I believe 1990 or 1991, and they didn't put out Prisoners of Fear until 2005.
Yeah.
Or, no, 2006. No, 2005.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yeah, no, and it's just interesting how, how many years it took.
And, you said our dad was confused the one time.
What?
Because you were listening to the Leonard Meltzner saga.
Yeah.
And he was like, wait, Eugene's a Christian now?
Did I?
Maybe Abby said that.
It's probably Abby. I don't know.
Because they were... No, I think you were there. Or maybe you weren't. Because they were driving back from someplace and listening to the Leonard Meltzner episodes. And in that, it skips from Last in a Long Line to Prisoners of Fear.
Yeah.
And apparently Dad was super confused. It's like, wait, Eugene's a Christian now? What?
Yeah.
And then I said to Abby, well, I wish I'd been there, because, like, those are years apart.
I know. It's crazy how many years apart that they are. Alright. Do you have any other thoughts?
No.
Do you have any other thoughts?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Alright, let's move on to our next review. Alright. So, our next review will be on Food for Thought, and I know it's not in the
official Leonard saga,
but I feel like because it does talk about Eugene and his family and
his grandfather,
and like his mother's maiden side, like the Mushniks, like you kind of get to know that, and you kind of see Bernard and Eugene as family. I don't know. I felt like. We should include this in here because it talks about Eugene and his family.
So this episode was also written and directed by Phil Lawler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's just go for it.
Yeah. It was in album 14.
Mm-hmm. So this would be a couple years after Last in a Long Line.
Yeah. And so it starts with Eugene and Bernard on their way to a Mushnik family reunion.
And Eugene being very excited.
Or a Walton family reunion,
yes.
I should say.
But Eugene being very excited to be included in a family reunion.
And like...
Have him being last in a long line.
And he wants Bernard to drive faster.
Because he's really excited.
Or he agrees to be the relief driver. And like he's so excited. And
it's actually really sweet to see you.
I've never been that excited for those kinds of family reunions.
I know, because our family reunions we've been to multiple times and they're kind of boring.
Like the ones that are around like great grandparents' birthday parties, basically.
And it's like all the family we don't really talk to.
The family dinners with close grandparents and stuff are fun.
Oh, yeah. No, those are great.
But the distant family reunions are like, what am I doing here?
Who are you and why do you know me?
And I think after a while, our parents let us stop going to those.
Yeah, but then made our younger siblings go, and we were kind of laughing at them like, have fun. Although that is where I saw Dumbo for the first time. Over and over and over and over and over again. Because they play that thing on repeat. I don't even think they had any other movies.
Yeah. So I kind of agree with Bernard being like, if you've been to one, you've been to them all.
Yes.
And that is like completely true.
So true.
But I think that's because for Eugene, we're not talking about close family. We're talking about distant family.
Yeah.
And Eugene doesn't really care. He just wants family.
Yeah.
So,
like, he wants to feel like he belongs.
And so they get there, and we find out that Bernard and his siblings are all janitors.
which I think is hilarious.
And then his grandfather shows up, Borealis P. Walton.
Gesundheit.
What a name.
Like I said, Gesundheit.
What a name.
Yeah.
Especially since Borealis is like the name for the Northern Lights.
Is it?
They're Aurora Borealis.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
So I'm like, what?
I wonder what Borealis means.
I don't know. But anyways.
I'm gonna look that up. Continue talking.
And then he goes to Bernard goes to introduce Eugene to Borealis. And he goes, this is a friend or relative of ours. Like, he doesn't want to admit it. He goes, Eugene. In
typical Bernard fashion.
He goes, this is Eugene. Eugene. And Borealis goes, you don't look like anybody. Which I think is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And
continue.
And Eugene says, well, my grandmother was a Mushnik until she married my grandfather Hiram, then she became a Meltzner. And the grandfather explodes. He goes, Meltzner, you're related to Hiram Meltzner.
Side note, Borealis is Latin for boreal, which simply means northern. Then what does Aurora mean? Sorry. I'm just looking up, going on side tangents.
Okay. So he basically kicks him out because he's a Meltzner.
Yeah.
And Eugene begs Bernard to find out why this is happening. And so Bernard goes in to talk to him. And basically, 50 years ago,
back when all ads were in newspapers, and there was no such thing as Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace.
Borealis sees an ad in the paper, pigs for sale, phone Hiram Meltzner. So he does, and Hiram's like, he says, what Borealis thinks is 2,025 pigs.
Which turned out to be 2 sows and 25 pigs.
But he doesn't realize why he only got 27 pigs, so he got mad.
Yep.
And then Eugene and Bernard go all around Connellsville trying to figure out what's going on here.
Yep.
And
they go to the train station.
They go to the library first. No.
Right, to look up the ad.
And they find the ad. And then they go to the train station.
To see what was delivered.
And the staff guy is like
super, like a classic gag. Because there's like, what, 10 windows or something? And then he's like, I'm sorry, this question is not for this way. You have to go down to this window. So I go down to that window, and it's the same guy! Just at a different window!
Yeah.
Classic gag.
Oh, and the Barry Ewan records thing, too. Because he's like, they're like, do you have records from 50 years ago? Oh, no, actually, first when they ask the question about the pigs, he's looking around and he goes, and they're like, what are you looking for? And he goes, the cameras. This is one of those funny some videos. Isn't it? And they're like, no. And then they go to the records window. They're like, do you have records from 50 years ago? And he goes, you want records? We've got records! As he's opening the door. And there's like a ton. There's like wall-to-wall boxes.
And so they have to look through those to find the advertisement. And yes.
No, to find the waybill confirming the shipment.
Right, that.
And then, and Bernard is like, this is literally looking for a needle in a haystack.
Mm-hmm.
But Eugene's like, I'm going to do it. You go back if you want to, but I'm going to look by myself. And Bernard goes, oh, a new box. So they look through it. And while they're doing that, Eugene says he will pay Borealis back if it turns out that his grandfather did cheat him.
Which ends up, like, if you calculate it, it ends up being a very big number.
Yes.
Because back then versus now is a lot has changed.
Yeah, so...
And with Eugene being a college student, he's not going to be able to do that.
So they find the waybill.
Yeah.
And it says 27 pegs.
Yeah.
Requested and signed by Dr. G. Hiram Meltzner. So Eugene goes, I have to do what I have to do. Take me back to Borealis.
Oh, dun, dun,
so,
dun.
So he goes back. Oh, and they talked to Ralph Reams earlier in the episode, too.
Right, to get his
So he goes thoughts. Back, and he agrees to pay him back. And then Ralph Reams comes in and basically says, did you find the waybill? And they did. And so they hand it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, okay, yeah, just as I thought. Your grandfather had a lisp, so what he was actually saying was 2 sows and 25 pigs.
Yeah, because you might have already said this, but didn't Ralph, like, show up to the family reunion or something?
No, Bernard and Eugene went to talk to him after the reunion.
Oh, that's what it was.
After getting thrown out of the reunion.
Right.
So
he had a lisp.
So he had a lisp, and so what Borealis thought it was 2,025 pigs was actually 2 sows and 25 pigs.
Which you can kind of see where it kind of went wrong there.
But, like, and he's like, that's still a good bargain for $150. And
back then.
And Eugene and Bernard, they're trying to say, well, I don't owe you anything anymore. And he's like, I'm still mad.
Yeah.
And then they're driving back to Odyssey. And Bernard says, we gotta do something next year when we come back. And he's just like, what? And he's like, yeah, we gotta rebuild this. And he's like, I can't believe I'm saying this. And it's just really good because he's like, what we need to do is throw a bone of some sort.
And he's, like, planning out how to
And get. I wish I knew what they did.
I know. That would have been an interesting episode. Because we don't actually find out if they end up repatching things.
Well, I think we're meant to assume that they probably never do.
Oh.
I mean, it's a one-off story.
Right? Yeah. But you kind of get more into, like, how Eugene wants to find his family. And, like, you kind of get that, like, longing to be a part of a family. And, which I think kind of helps shape the storyline of him in later episodes, you know, which we'll talk about in other, in future
podcasts.
You kind of see, like, this is a good foundation to kind of understand, like, well, we got the beginning, like, in Last in the Long Line, where you find out that Eugene is last a long line, but then he finds this family, and then he goes to, like, meet them and get to know them and be a part of it, but then they don't want anything to do with him, so he's like, okay, well, what do I do now? And I don't know, that's kind of why I wanted to add it into this, because, you know, you kind of see that, like, Eugene's longing to be a part of a family, but then he ends up not getting that with, you know, the Mushnick side of the family, so, you know, what's he gonna do now? And yeah, but I'm excited. It's gonna be good.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you've listened to the rest of the ones in the Leonard Meltzner saga, you know where the story goes. But it is one of my favorite.
It was one of those sagas where we really didn't see it coming.
No, it came out of nowhere.
And like, I was 12. You were 9.
Yeah.
And, like...
But I remember when Prisoners of Fear came out.
Yeah. And I remember... Well, I was in bed, and I was, like, listening to it on my clock radio, and when the first part ended, I was like, wow.
Which we'll talk about.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Not next podcast, but the podcast after that. That's going to be our next one.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you have any other thoughts on Food for Thought?
No, not really. Again, lots of an unknown setup because they didn't know what they were doing with this.
Which I find interesting how they were able to kind of turn a really, really good saga out of these two episodes.
Yeah.
Which I still want to petition that they include Food for Thought into the Leonard Meltzer saga because...
They don't even have that on the club anymore as a saga. You said that when you were looking at the episodes.
Did I? No.
Yeah. And they also don't have the Novacom saga or the Blacker Chronicles on
No, I think either. They do. They just have it in a different part of the...
I looked in collections. It's not there.
Ooh, that's sad.
I know, because the bonus content is gone.
Well, I'm just looking at it now.
I look.
Yeah, like... they don't. That's weird.
So, Bob Smithauser, fix that, please.
We want it back.
Because I don't have the CD copy of the Novacom saga anymore, which means I don't have the Inside the Black Box audio documentary anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Not that I haven't listened to that.
Multiple times, but, to the point of we kind of have memorized it now. But that's not the point.
I still want it.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, fix that, please.
Please and thank you.
But yeah, I think that's it.
That's all of her thoughts.
That's all she wrote.
Yeah. Let us know what you guys thought of these two episodes. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for next week's episode where we'll be reviewing our Thanksgiving episodes, Thank You God and Thanksgiving at Home.
If you have any trivia questions you would like to send to us, you can email them to Northern Odysseans,
ODYSSIANS@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us on the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily.
Keep listening. Welcome to the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily, and this is the Northern Odysseans podcast.
In this week's episode, we'll be reviewing some Thanksgiving episodes. Happy Canadian Thanksgiving from your northern neighbors. We'll be reviewing Thank You God and Thanksgiving at Home.
But first, our trivia segment, Who is Eugenius?